what you got to say. What do I have to say? Oh, another wild week in the world. But yeah, Lindsey Graham, my friend Lindsey Graham. We're going to have to put a clip together of all the things that he said. And then remember, he's like, roll the tape, man. You remember what I said?
How long would that show be?
Oh, we'd condense it. We'd call it Cream of Lindsey Graham Condensed. But he is awful. But I mean, this, you know, thinking that, well, you know, I was just doing legislative work when I went to Georgia. I don't have to respond to this stuff. I want to block this. I don't need to come and talk to people in Georgia. But isn't he like a senator in like South Carolina or something like that? Or Louisiana? Or
I don't know. He kind of jumps around a little bit, doesn't he? He's kinda...
Well, I thought that every time somebody has something to say about his district, he'll be like, you're not even from our district, you know. I'm doing what the people want down here. They're all a bunch of scum. But he is like the scummiest. I hope he goes down. Yeah, man, you were trying to overturn the election for Trump. What's he got on you, dude? Are you in one of those tapes, too? Oh, Lindsey and Trump and the golden shower. Oh, it's time to get mean. You know, that's like when Voss and Robin Voss and Reince Priebus, you know, in Whitewater as roommates trying to take over the world. But I heard rumors that Robin Voss used to get his salad tossed every night by Reince Priebus. Now, I don't know if that's true. And I don't know if they had tomatoes or onions or anything like that. But it's time to get mean to these bastards. Because you can't be nice to Nazis, people. And no, you don't have to, you know. I called in, oh, this week was awful. Have you seen that ad?
Which one?
Two figures up there and you can't tell who it is. And one, you say, used to work together and in the Justice Department. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, and he's just, now Merrick Garland's letting everybody attack Kavanaugh, and he doesn't want to protect anybody. I think that's what Kavanaugh's been doing ever since he got in, is not protect. Have another beer, dumbass. So I called the number. And I mean, I just, every other word was like, you know, was profanity. But no threats at all. I'm just like, are you guys out of your effing minds? What in the F is wrong with you, man? That beer-swilling disgrace you call Kavanaugh? Get a clue, man. You don't know what you're up against. Ooh, that's pretty much a threat, isn't it? Hey, I didn't try to get any buses together. I didn't have, you know, a wife and this, you know, of a Supreme Court justice putting buses together. And this is just sick watching all. It really is. Because it's like, you know, I guarantee you, if you took this to a fourth grade class, they would have convicted these people a long time ago. Yeah, that true. Is if they've had a civics course yet.
Well, even if they have been...
I think even without one, they understand civility a little better than that, don't they? Because they have to worry about being shot at school because these clowns won't protect them. We got to protect guns. And the clowns that use them and show up on January 6th.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem real. I was thinking about this. How many, so you know how they take stuff like this and then later on people make movies and all kinds of books and whatever, but how many things are going to come off of this stuff? I mean, there's going to be countless films, shows, all kinds of things created off of this insanity that's our lives right now.
There it is. Pizza Box. The movie.
We could get, yeah, why not?
Let's go out and do some clips of
we got an
confronting
actor.
Some of the bad guys because they really don't like it.
We got an
especially
actor
when you
staff.
See a, who are you? And I'm like, nobody. And you see how far I got under your skin just by confronting you. You know, that was some of the best fun I've ever had was like confronting these people when they're out, you know, enjoying the good life, you know, outside the restaurants, out dining, well before COVID, right? Way before COVID. But I got to believe in that 10 years time, that's how COVID became possible to happen the way it did, is this, let's just get more and more dumb by the hour as we watch the Colorado rivers being, you know, cut back now on usage. And yeah, you know what I think should be extinct? Golf courses, at least water in them, right?
Yeah, that's a hard
one.
Think
all the chemicals that go on there, and they still want to do that one up at, in Kohler or whatever, Wisconsin, right next to Lake Michigan. What, so rich people can throw their beer bottles into the air?
That's a hard one. There's lots of people with money who like to go on the golf course, so you try to take their golf courses away, Pizza Box. You're starting.
Oh, no. Yeah. You took away one of my wants, yeah. My desires. Same thing with football.
You got to be careful on that one.
Well, I did enjoy watching the Cubs club the Brewers 8-7 yesterday. That was a pretty cool game. Like, oh, here goes another one. Wind's blowing out. I wasn't blowing out that hard. I've seen some end up way. I saw Glenn Allen Hill one time.
Oh, yeah. He was a huge guy.
I mean, when he swung it and threw it down, and I think the pitcher was John Franco, and he was kind of a smart-ass guy, right? He was a good closer, though, for Cincinnati. He played for many years in the league. And when he saw that thing go, he just started laughing, dude. It landed on a building across the street, on the roof. Nobody's ever hit one like that before.
Yeah, Glenn Allen Hill is a huge specimen. And, I mean, he missed plenty of times when he swung, but when he connected.
Oh, you're probably not going to believe this, but his arms were bigger than my thighs.
Well, I believe that, probably bigger than your waist.
No, not quite that much.
Okay.
I don't think he had
30-inch
pythons or anything. I went to the games, man. I went to the games. I saw Sammy Sosa, even though, you know, these are the years after everybody decided to try and enhance themselves, right?
Yeah, like dugouts?
There's like, I went to two games where he hit three home runs.
Yeah, okay.
And one cool game was when he hit three-run homers in the third, fourth, and fifth innings, and they took him out. Because I was like Ron Santo, and somebody hit one of the guys, and Santo goes, oh, I hope he can get on here because, you know, he meant to do that. And maybe then Sosa hit another three-run homer, and dude made it to first base, and Sosa hit his third three-run homer in a row, and then they took him out of the game.
We're almost done with this segment, so let's stay on sports before we go.
Yeah.
But I do want to clarify, you said Ron Santo there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just to...
Not Ron DeSantis I would say Clan DeSantis.
Okay, okay.
Which, by the way, he got slapped down, man. You can't be telling people they can't talk about people's race or culture. Violation of freedom of speech. Come on, Clan DeSantis.
Hey, before we run, what about the NBA this week, man?
I missed.
You missed it?
Yeah.
They came out as a league.
Oh, yeah, November 8th. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, that is these guys are the league concerned with social issues and the future of mankind. Love those guys, man. Got any music? Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Yeah, man.
Love the NBA. They got it right. They got it right.
I love Painted Ponies.
Painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the diamond?